Self-bonding is a way for coal companies to guarantee cleanup costs without putting any money down. It's been long criticized for its risk to taxpayers. Now, the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality has released proposed rules that would limit self-bonding. While some are happy to see changes in progress, Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports others say it's too strict.
Back in 2011, the coal market looked great. Three of the largest coal companies in the world, all with mines in Wyoming, invested big in metallurgical coal, the kind used for infrastructure.
Each company took on hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of debt.
That's Peter Morgan, an attorney for the Sierra Club. The debt wasn't necessarily a bad thing until 2015.
And then the price of coal started dropping, and the companies were no longer able to pay the interest on that debt.
Morgan says this sudden drop made it clear Alpha Natural Resources, Peabody Energy, and Arch Coal would soon declare bankruptcy. In fact, he represented a coalition of environmental organizations in the proceedings. The three bankruptcies left a big question mark around how these companies would pay cleanup costs here in Wyoming. After all, they hadn't put any money down due to a sort of insurance-type method called self-bonding, which is basically an IOU from mining companies to later pay for reclamation.
Essentially, unenforceable promises that the company is just never going to go out of business.
But they did. The companies had self-bonds valued at around $1.5 billion that almost fell on taxpayers' shoulders. They did eventually manage to avoid it.
The big lesson that the state and others learned was that the self-bonding system was inherently flawed and needed to be fixed.
And now that's happening. Proposed rules have been in the making for about a year now, though the process started in 2013. Self-bonding began in the early 80s. Kyle Wentland, an administrator for the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, says the proposed final rules are intended to bring self-bonding up to date with today's more complex financial structures.
It's a change to be reflective of what things look like at this point in time today. The development of the operations, the risks, all of the owners, all of that looks very different from what it did 30 years ago.
The proposed new rules add significant limits to self-bonding that help reduce the risk to taxpayers. For instance, one proposal would force companies to diversify how they bond. The DEQ would cap self-bonding at 75% of their cleanup obligations, down from 100%. And that's only companies with the strongest financial situations.
In your own financial investing, you don't put everything in one financial instrument. Most people have a variety of mutual funds or other investments for that very reason, to spread that risk.
The remaining percentage can be bonded using methods including real property collateral or third-party bonds. The proposed regulations would also prohibit backing bonds with machinery or equipment, limit self-bonding to mines that have at least 10 years of life ahead. These potential regulatory changes are just a few.
On the whole, the proposals are definitely a step in the right direction.
That's Sierra Club attorney Peter Morgan again. He says he'd prefer the method to be done away with entirely, but if that's not going to happen, he's glad to finally see limits.
It's a recognition that these sophisticated multinational companies were able to take advantage of those loopholes in the older regulations, and that there's some, you know, just common sense fixes that can be put into place.
One of those loopholes Morgan is happy to see closing allowed companies to use subsidiaries to qualify for self-bonds without having to look at a parent company's financial health.
It was really just a matter of shifting numbers around on the balance sheets, and those subsidiaries really shouldn't have qualified.
Morgan adds now is a perfect time to make the transition to new bonding methods, given there is significantly less self-bonding today in Wyoming than there was a decade ago. Only three coal companies still use it in the state. One of those is Rocky Mountain Power's Bridger Coal Company, with around $170 million still in self-bonds. Company spokesman Dave Eskelson says there will be impacts to Bridger if the rules are changed.
The rule as proposed would likely increase the cost of providing electric service for our customers, because the company's ability to self-bond has a significant benefit to our customers.
Other industry members have voiced similar concerns. Head of the Wyoming Mining Association, Travis Detai, says the proposed standards are now too strict.
It has to be something that companies can take advantage of. We don't believe that the standards should be set so high that a company simply can't use it.
The DEQ's Land Quality Division's advisory board will meet March 28th to discuss the final proposed rules. A public comment period is open until then. If the rules are approved, the Environmental Quality Council will be the next in line to consider them. finalizing the amended rules is still at least a year away. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.